If you're somebody who has headaches, neck tension, upper back tension, pain in the back of the shoulders and the arms, you're going to want to watch this video. You may be somebody who works on a computer or is always texting on the phone, or you may be a person that likes to read and your head is always propped up and when you get done, your neck is all stiff. I'm going to give you some tips on how to take off that tension and feel better. Now, when I take care of my neck, I try to take care of it every day. I don't wait till I feel something to start taking care of it. I like to stay as far away from the pain line as possible because I know that every day I'm putting tension on my neck with the things that I do. And I'd rather unwind it each day and keep building up health than I would let the tension overwhelm me and start to cause my health to decline or have symptoms or feel in a way that would stop me from doing all the activities I like to do. So what I've done in my life is I take 5 to 10 minutes each day for my neck so that I don't have to take a week for it later. So I'm going to show you what my formula is. My formula is stretch, trigger stick, adjustment, roller, and then strength. Stars. I put it in a nice little word for you, stars. So it's stretch, trigger stick, adjustment, roller, strength. I try to do that each day for my neck. So what I do for the stretching part is I do all 6 ranges of motion. I do 10 second holds like this. And if I want a little extra tension, I'll go here, 10 second hold here, extra tension if I want. I do the front and I'm just moving through this. You could do it at your own pace. Do the sides. I explore a little to find where there's tension. So I can put an extra stretch there and unwind it so it doesn't build up on me. Do the front on the angles because I know these muscles work hard, so I want to make sure I get a nice angle for them to stretch. Back, remember this is when your head's down all day. It's great to open it up, helps the muscles relax and helps you keep the curve in your neck a little better. Because you don't want the muscles and the spine pulling down. You want to train the spine to have a curve and you want to train the muscles to be open to give it the space to have that curve. And then you can do down and then we'll do the angles down too. That could be the stretch portion. There's tons of other stretches obviously. And I could go through that slowly, but I think you kind of get the idea. There's no reason to spend 5 minutes of you watching me stretch my neck. I just want to give you the information you need for you to be able to stretch your neck. All right, next thing, trigger stick. So we did stretch, now trigger stick, ST. This moves new fluid into the muscles, gets inflammation or tightness out of the muscles, and just keeps them working smoothly. Keeps them lengthened, helps them to heal and repair. And helps me to get to spots that I can't always get to. We know it's easy to stretch the low back and all the different stretches, but when you get into these smaller muscles, you have to find different ways to get to them, and the trigger stick is great for the neck. You can also do it into the upper back. And I won't spend too long doing this. I usually spend a little longer, but I just want to give you the idea. You can do it for the shoulders. Just open everything up. You can even do it for the chest. So that's T. A is the adjustment, which you can either get done with an instrument, have an instrument adjustment, or by hand. There's hand adjustments. That's to get the joints moving. And the reason you want to get the joints moving is because the nerves go through the bones. So the clearer that path stays and the longer you keep your spine healthy, the better your brain's going to be able to communicate with your body. Your body's gonna be able to communicate with your brain, and because joints are usually what get people in the end, the adjustment is a great addition to your neck mobility and neck health routine. Next, roller. First, I start with rolling the upper back, and then I leave my arms up to really get in between the shoulder blades. I'll put one arm out so I can get the inside of that shoulder blade, or the other arm. Get the back of the shoulders really good. Tuck my chin under to really put pressure on the muscles and on the joints to get them moving. And then I just relax my head down and just do little rolls here. Just to put a little bit of pressure through the back of the neck to roll. meniscus, any joints. Get some moving a little. Once again, as long as I have my adjustment, if a joint is stuck, you could push on it and push on it. It may start to move, but if it doesn't, the adjustment unlocks it so that when I am stretching and trigger sticking and foam rolling, that I'm getting more out of those things with healthy joints that are moving. Because moving healthy joints stretch better and roll better. And then I work my way back. So that's what I do to roll my neck. Last one, strength. When it comes to the neck and strength, you really, really have to be careful. These are very small muscles that work hard a lot. Most of the times, if you keep good posture and good form and keep your neck straight when you're doing other activities, you're actually strengthening your neck. But if you like a little bit of neck strength, there's plenty of different little exercises you can do. Just light tension against your fingers and push to one side for a couple seconds and hold. Push to another side and hold. You can turn your face against your hand. Don't go near your jaw. You don't want to misalign your jaw. Nice flat hand to the sides. You can do it forward. You can do it back. Just light tension, holding a couple seconds, but I wouldn't recommend neck strengthening until you had the joints moving, them flexible, them trigger sticked, and them rolled so that everything is nice and relaxed so that your strengthening could go towards building around a healthy foundation. You don't want to strengthen joints that are jammed up and stiff. They're already tight. You don't want to strengthen muscles that are spasming and tight. They're already tight. First you want joint health, then you want flexibility and motion, and then you create strength to protect all the health that you've built up in your neck. And that's the order I would do it in. And if you build it that way, you'll be building a healthier, stronger neck.